It's very smelly.
You know what I can't get over? A
12-foot
fence.
Okay, everyone, don't panic. Nobody panic. I'm not panicking. Are we panicking? Hashtag panic talk.
Calm down, Cortiche.
What are we going to do? This tent talk trend is out of control and hard to say.
The fence trend is also making Dublin look like a giant cage. And I mean, less cutie budgie board cage and more like a cage fight full of male rage.
But look here, we have compassion. We're not fascists. No. We're nothing like Donald Trump and his MAGA maniacs.
No, no.
Our solution is humanitarian. We're just building a fence.
Oh,
build the fence.
Sorry.
Build the fence.
Hang on a second now. Don't forget I'm the Minister for Defence in terms of defence.
I would have preferred if we used 5 barricades instead of fences, hey?
Yes.
And Dublin Howeys could discuss immigration by leaning over them like the country people do.
We don't want gates. That would only lend itself to the use of the triple lock, which we're opposed to.
Nobody cares about the triple lock. That's just your weird obsession because you think you're going to get a job in Europe someday.
In terms of the Minister O'Brien.
Dublin is so up the wazoo in fences, I'm examining new schemes to make sure everybody who wants to fence can fence.
Wait, hooray! What? Tax breaks for mega fence lords.
A bill to fence scheme, some ineffective fencing pressure zones, and the fence assistant payment scheme, or FAP. Hopefully that word doesn't already mean something. FAP.
Minister.
The Department of Finance will be ring-fencing some extra funds to prevent fence manufacturers fleeing the market.
Actually, at this point, I should probably declare in my register of interest that I have quite a large number of fences myself, and I sit on them very regular, especially when anyone mentions a hate speech bill.
As long as we can still have enough fences and tents for Bloom, this is the last bit of fun green voters can look forward to because there's an extinction event shortly after.
Well, I think that's just more climate hysteria. Oh, wait, you mean the elections? When voters decide to block Greens.
Well, at least the return deposit scheme had 3 million returns in one day. Plip plop goes the bottles into the gobble box and spit splat comes the money back.
It was only a record day because we hit 19 degrees on the Saturday and the country went mad drinking cans. Cans.
I was going to have a bag of cans and rip off my top in a park for a TikTok, but I found out it's already been done. Also, I was too busy at a hockey match.
You mean a hurling match, Prime Minister?
What an amazing sport. God, I love those little sticks they use. What a grassroots organisation the GAA is. Limerick versus Croke. Beat that, Bruce Springfield.
Cork, tis Cork. You sound like Ryle Nugent trying to talk about GAA. What are we going to do about the GAA go paywall, like?
Lots of noise. It's election time, so I won't hold back. How dare you, GAA? People shall be free to watch the sports savages for free from the comfort of their home, deafened only by ad breaks for gambling and alcohol. You must not hide hurlball behind a GAA go pay fence. That's our thing.
For goodness sake, stop it.
I won't. Whitlow for Sam.
The Christie Ring Cup at most, hey.
Which oddly enough is never behind the paywall. GAA go figure.
On the point of order, has anyone thought that if we keep fencing off Dublin City, we could end up with a shortage of fencing?
No, and I love chatting over the garden fence with my neighbour when I'm wearing no pants.
Imagine if there was a strike, we'd have a picket fence.
Don't worry, I'd go out and put them up with me bare hands myself, hey, in me pearls and swirly scarves and all.
Oh, that would be a really, really sick TikTok. We'd call you Diana Fencer.
You wee scut.
Now let's get back to building a big, beautiful fence, and we're going to get the Brits to pay for it. Build the fence! Build the fence! Build the fence!
Slow down, Louise, will you?
Two girlos out in the town canvassing for votes.
Just seems a shame to be out this evening of all evenings.
Because it's sunny, yeah?
No, because Bridgerton's back. I should be plonked on the couch with plonk.
Needs must, Mary Lou. We're sliding in the polls.
Oh, here.
But don't worry, people still love you. Not like I do, mind. Nobody loves you more than me.
All right, cool it, baby reindeer. Let's do this.
Bye, Patricia.
Hello, my Moor Street posse.
How are you, Maddie Lou?
Come here to me now. Hold my hand so our social media officer can get a shot of me looking empathetic.
And sorry, not voting for you for this time, love.
Sorry?
Ireland is full and it's Islamified in your watch.
What do you mean on my watch? I'm in opposition, love.
Your crowd will be bringing in Shakira Law next, you will.
Well, I think I'd prefer Jude Law.
Don't be deflecting yous. I'm bringing in the Shakira Law.
Louise?
I think she means Sharia Law, maybe.
Oh, right.
There yous go again, talking down to the ordinary people.
All right.
Yous are only traitors in Sinn Féin.
Sketch, Malou, let's go.
I'm right behind you, hon. Leggett.
Traitors!
That was mash. Oh, hang on, I see tricolours, Louise. This has to be Shinner country. There's a guy there.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
Did you put up all these flags?
I did, yeah.
Well, I have to say, it makes the heart go jingle jangle.
Well, that'll be the side effects of the vaccine.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, it couldn't pay me to take that poison. They probably paid you, though. Bribed by Big Pharma, no doubt you were.
Oh, no. They're not Shinner tricolours. They're Fair Right tricolours.
What the hell has happened to town? The last time I was here, I did the Macarena with punters and went viral.
He's filming himself now. That's another red flag.
Oh, for heaven's
Folks,
sake.
Folks, I'm here with Mary Lou, who just asked me to dance the Macarena. This is the global elite traitors of Sinn Féin trying to shove foreign culture down your throat. They want open borders.
Let's go.
Run, Mady Lou. I'll cover you.
Not the bodyguard shtick again, Louise. I mean, really.
I'd take a bullet for you.
Just get out of here, will you?
Ugh. God, I miss 2020. Remember when I was the people's Taoiseach? Now somehow I'm a neocon globalist shill and not even the Taoiseach's pension to show for it.
But we're in safe territory now. Hosh Phibsborough.
Uh-huh.
This lady is definitely a Shinner voter.
Well, finally.
How are you, Mary Lou? Up the Shinners?
Oh, hello, I could cry after the day we've had. Lovely to see you.
But you know who I really like? Michelle O'Neill.
Oh.
Apologising for going to the Bobby Storey funeral. She's so mature.
Well, you know, I actually apologised for that in 2020.
It's just nicer when Michelle does it. She's just more cuddly, you know?
No, I don't know.
You're a bit of a ranty Republican, like.
Excuse me?
Whereas Michelle is a more scented candle style Republican.
Okay, you know, I don't need this. Louise, I'm done here. Just post a tweet saying we got abused on the canvas so we can elicit some sympathy online, yeah?
Yes, boss.
Mary Lou, out.
Lad, you're listening to Johnny's How Is It Going?
Oh, we're back with another few hours of class crack to get through rush hour, right?
Yeah, awful time of day, but a class film.
Oh, they don't make them like Jackie Chan anymore, that's for sure.
No.
Have you ever seen anyone move so fast in a suit?
Yeah, you actually heading to the buffet table at your Deb's.
Stop, did a tray of jambons, lad. What else was I supposed to do? Ask me date for a dance, like?
Sure would have said no anyway.
lad. Listen now, what's going on out there? A lot of people talking about the Dublin portal.
Yeah, I don't get the fuss at all myself. It's been there for years and only brings you to the airport. It costs like 12 quid to get through it.
No, that's the poor tunnel, lad.
Oh, right. Jeez. That makes sense now. When they said it was closed, I thought it was just more roadworks.
You're some idiot, lad. No, this is one next to Spire and it transports you to New York free of charge.
A bit like an RT teleseries for us then, yeah?
Well, hey, if I had a portal anywhere in the world, you know, it would have to be to the place I spend most of my time.
Let me guess now. Tip.
Well, more specifically, an apple green deli counter.
Oh, genius, lad.
Schmuds.
You may want to hear from you, listeners. Send us your voice notes. We're getting into the holiday season, so let us know.
We are.
What is the earliest you've had a pint in the airport?
Johnny, I think RT wants us to tone down the alcohol stuff, you know.
He's serious.
Just go with something lighter. You don't want to upset them now.
Well, I thought we were on the podcast now. No,
we're
I can't tell the difference. This is 2FM.
Jeez, no, I thought it was the podcast. Are we on the podcast or 2FM? Yeah, it's 2FM.
All right, leave it with me. I'll fix it.
Lovely hurling.
Listeners, I want you to tell us on the voice notes, what's the earliest you've had a shandy in the airport?
Now we're talking here, lad. Is just me or does it feel a bit quiet around 2FM these days?
Yeah, your Juan Dieran is gone to spend more time promoting supermarket wine
and vodka.
Zamparelli's on extended leave. Should we be making tracks as well?
I don't know, lad. I wonder why everyone's jumping ship.
Probably couldn't hack another hidden camera show.
Yeah, it's a bit like doing jury duty working around here. It's like,
yeah,
it's gonna happen whether you like it or not.
It's mad. Who thought it was a good idea hiding Donegal Callan under a fake tash? Come on. What's that?
She's a matric and an email in.
Lad.
We are proud to announce the Two Johnnies hidden camera show.
Oh no. Where can listeners go and watch it?
RT1, Sunday nights, right between two brand new series,
yeah.
Dunnock O'Callaghan's Swan Lake and Carol Mullen's History of the Universe.
Oh, class.
Woo-hoo! Lad.
Members, doing the veils, bit of wish to give, please. I commence here to for this Garda briefing on illegal tent encampments.
Garda fiacla, are we clearing them again, sir, are we?
No, not yet. Howl the horses. Minister McIntyre is monitoring developments and we await our ascertainments adherent to appropriate action.
I didn't get a go on the big digger yet, boss.
Hold on a second
it's
now.
It's my go this time.
You've got to go on the last time.
Stop.
Listen, you'll all get a go on the big digger. There are plenty of tents to go around. Meantime, let's remind ourselves of the relevant legalities pertaining to the aforementioned NKEMP sites. Statute 11-A says what? Yeah, anyone at all? It is an offence to erect... Lads, if we can't mention a single tent erection without you tittering like children... Do the clubs now, or so help me, no one gets a go on the big digger.
The digger,
Cart galore. Paragraph 1-A/0 designates public camping as a Garda Bernard.
Offence.
My hand far, Bernard. Public camping is an offence. And said offence is to be removed and replaced with a... John Paul?
Offence.
Correct. Replace the offending offence with offence. Everyone?
Replace offending offence with offence.
Chakalor. Further hitherto more, members shall not erect said fences. Members shall merely man said fences. Or woman the fences. Sorry, the Geraldine, no offence.
No offence for me.
No, I meant I hope you didn't take offence.
I didn't take any fences.
No,
I didn't even get a go of taking tents with the big digger.
How come she's getting on the big digger?
It's not your go on the big digger, it's my go.
I'm going on it. You did it last
Jonas,
time.
First of all, it is not called a big digger. It's a grabbing device. The proper terminological nomenclature is a tactical grab holdenator. What is it?
Tactical grab holdenator.
Very good. Now, I know it's good crack, lads, but let's not forget this is a sensitive, difficult situation. Yeah, we are dealing with highly vulnerable individuals, which makes our job very difficult because of how often we have to say vulnerable individuals. All together now?
Vulnerable individuals.
Yeah, you see what I mean now. It is nearly as hard as saying a tin of minerals. All right, lads, now don't forget, we're entering Big Bag of Cans by the canal season. We've heard reports young lads and young ones are already testing the fences for weaknesses, like raptors in Jurassic Park. So we'll have to come back and do a lesson on that. No running now.
Yeah. All right, now we're looking at some of the big outdoor gigs coming up this summer, and somebody booked Professor Gary Murphy by accident, like.
After I said yes anyway, Brendan, like.
Listen, will you actually go to see the boss this weekend, Gary?
Well, for me, there's only one boss, Brendan, and that's not Bruce Springsteen.
And look, we know you're obsessed with Charlie High. I got the book as a doorstop, like.
Actually, Conceely, Charles High himself once had a doorstop made for his library, which I believe was derived from human bone that was given to him originally by Idi Amin. Now, of course, in Uganda.
All right, man, we'll stick to the music for now, Gary. Like.
Right, yeah. Well, for example, were you at the Sultans of Ping homecoming shows in the Opera House last year? I didn't see you there.
No.
Who did I see there? Only a descendant of Jack
Lynch. No, I meant like bigger gigs than that, Gary. Some aren't even happening in Cork. There's Coldplay and The Killers. They're not real music, though, are they? They're like nothing but posers.
It's far too sanitised for me. I'm sort of missing the grime of your micro Disneys and your Fatima mansions. Yeah. Like.
Picture this. Girls Aloud, Van Morrison.
Yeah, picture him doing what, like?
What? No, picture this is like the name of the band.
Right, but what exactly am I picturing the Girls Aloud doing to Van the Man? I'm not really following you.
Jesus, Gary, have you nothing on the subjects of gigs at all, like? Come on.
Well, I certainly do. I remember Michael Jackson and Cork's Parky Queen 1988 was July. Really took the sheen off Dublin's Millennium Celebrations, I can tell you. And Ray McSharry, of course.
Jeez, look, I give up. Okay, right, let's go full Cork and get it over with.
Now you're talking.
Did you see the Young Offenders? 4 series they have now. It's unbelievable.
And indeed, they're on the BBC and everything, lad. Great to see Cork City get some representation on the small screen.
And they're on the big screen as well, sure. And they're all start with a film on the big screen.
I did with the two lads from Glenmire, who up to no good, which is classic Glenmire, to be fair.
Yeah, classic Glenmire, go away. I was only saying that. And the guard played by Dominic Mihaly, him from Ballintemple.
Ballintemple.
They're comedy legends, aren't they?
You know, you should get back into the stand-up yourself, Brendan.
Yeah,
you should,
think so?
Yeah, you should.
Think,
Yeah, you should.
All right, then. To do it. She's been from Cork. It's exhausting, like.
Stop, sure, I'm flat out here.
Minister.
Good afternoon.
I stand once again in the north inner city, flanked by 14 Gardaí, to assure you that the Dublin portal is completely safe.
Come on, Minister.
Only a very small number of thugs and scumbags are wreaking havoc, Jesus, making obscene gestures, flashing their genitals, and making Dublin feel more so about the portal.
So why is it shut down already then?
It's because this is a highly sophisticated piece of technology.
Yeah, but isn't it just a webcam, Minister?
No, it's a portal.
Come on, it's no better than Zoom.
Let's split the diff. A Stargate. Stargate.
Minister, has one of these jokes ever had to be shut down anywhere else in the world because of inappropriate behaviour?
Yes, absolutely.
Can you give us an example?
Certainly. My information is that up to 80% of portals have experienced this very issue.
Minister, you can't just keep making up 80% stats when you don't have a proper answer to a question.
Why not? Last time I caused an international incident, but faced literally no consequences. Wait, I actually do remember a relevant example.
Oh, yeah?
In 2003, big cow sculptures were customised by famous artists and placed in major cities around the world. Almost everywhere they were left respectfully untouched. Yeah. But in one city, they were instantly defaced, destroyed, even decapitated with a chainsaw. Guess where?
Yeah,
Dublin!
Again. It's a pox of a place.
Really? I thought it was New York.
No, Dublin as well. We can't have anything nice here.
Oh.
Because it's unpoliced and under-resourced.
Well, 80% of the painted cows were entirely unharmed.
Isn't this just another example of your failure to manage city centre lawlessness?
Well, New York has way bigger problems. Their subways are crawling with rats, whereas thanks to my government, Dublin doesn't have a subway to fill with rats and never will.
So what's your plan here, Minister, moving forward?
Beginning today, a multi-agency operation will erect fences around the portal, which itself will be temporarily housed in a tent. Inevitably, when the problems keep recurring, we will find a more robust tent and place the portal in a bus up the mountains to live there until everyone forgets it ever existed.
All right, lads, send in a new batch of Colleens for the photos. These have been standing here for an hour. They're too old for me now.
Sup, dude. Congrats on the launch of whatever the hell this is.
Tis me new whiskey, to be sure, to be sure. Wait, you're your man.
Yep, that's me. Former Taoiseach, former youngest ever Taoiseach, erstwhile ledge bag.
I was going to say that lip flake that used to run the Emerald Isle, but Liam, foreign name, wasn't it?
Close enough. Just call me Leo.
Be garbage japers, there were no foreign names in these shores when Grandpappy Flatley headed off to Marrakech back when Ireland was pure Irish.
Well, strictly speaking, it was British at the time.
Oh, and they cursed the praties, the curs and wretches.
Also, BTW, I was no lib flake. I was actually quite neoliberal and I always punched down.
How low did you go?
Welfare povs, homeless, even migrants when I was young, you name it.
Fiddle a Fidelma, maybe we could be pals after all. And what are you doing now, Musha Musha Makushla?
Well, I'm only on 100k a year now, so I mostly just go out for karaoke, free drinks on a school night like this thing, and do interviews about
how you shillelagh the prospect of anyone under 40 ever owning their own cottage.
Actually, about my plans for a tattoo.
Ah, Brits out, I presume.
Nah, I'm going for something that symbolises my time in office.
Oh.
A middle finger should suffice.
Saints perversus. Well, sure, 'twas time to go and collect the pension in a year or maybe two.
I'm only in my 40s, man.
Tickle a turnip, I just assumed with the frozen eyebrows and the shiny pate that you were pushing in on the 60 mark.
Ugh, not this again. Look, just tell me about your whiskey thing.
Well, 'tis a blend of liquors made in the coolies and wrapped in soulless marketing guff with zero meaning whatsoever.
Oh, man, you make me so nostalgic for my 2017 brand era.
Ah, 'tis labelled De Dreamer.
Oh, that's what they call me during my last term as Taoiseach.
Ah.
Mainly because I slept in till 10 so often.
And 'tis age for no more than 5 years.
Well, I could only manage 4 years as Taoiseach. Two if you include time off for clubbing, holidays and disappearing during state trips abroad.
'Tis really a celebration of my legacy, a grinka dancing a dowser.
Really?
I choreographed turning basic Irish dancing into a money machine using only my restless feet.
Samesies. I choreographed turning basic shelter into a money machine
scene for tax dodging investment funds.
Begone.
Using only my resting rich face.
Blessed are the baps of Bridget. I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
For sure. Well, at least until the free bar runs dry. Lol, flatly.
You're as bald as ever a divil who piddled in pirate.
Cheers.
Here, send in more Colleens.
Off the Ball on News Talk. Brought to you by Never Expressing Emotion, except when you watch The Shawshank Redemption. Get busy crying.
All right, yeah, welcome back. Lots of news to get through, gents. To quote Lennon, there are decades where nothing happens and weeks where decades happen.
Yes, Neil Lennon said that, wasn't it? Yeah, very deep.
Yeah, Neil, that was a dark horse, man. Yeah, such a dark horse.
No, it was...
Guys, it was Vladimir Lennon, you know, like for the Soviet Union.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the Soviet Union.
Yeah, they were in the UEFA Conference League. Yeah. This year, yeah, decent sign actually.
Yeah, to be fair.
As I was saying, huge week for sport, in particular for Rory McIlroy.
Oh, lads, he won $3.6 million at Wells Fargo on Sunday. Yeah. Filed for divorce on Monday. Yeah. Teed off at the PGA on Thursday.
Yeah, it's like that Craig David song, 7 days, except not relatable.
Definitely not.
Now, it goes without saying, our thoughts are with Roar. I'd like to call on all the bros to respect his privacy and refrain from speculation at this time.
Oh yeah, the divorce.
Yeah. Hashtag be kind.
Yeah. Hear. Yeah. Didn't he break it off with Caroline Wozniacki over the phone?
Yeah,
or?
They had the wedding invitations out.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, but of course, it's his private life. It's none of our business.
Oh, yeah. Fair play.
Yeah. Imagine how much he's going to have to give the wife, though.
Yeah, do you know he lives near Michael Jordan and Serena Williams?
No way. Wow. Will this be like when pop stars get divorced and put out unreal albums?
Like Adele. Actually, he should listen to Adele. It might help him through,
So, Rory, we're thinking of you, bro. It's none of our business, so ignore the media vultures and gossip hounds.
Just looking online here, his mansion worth 9 million. Look at that.
Anyway, big weekend for the GAA Football Championship, Leinster Hurling, Munster Hurling, Talton Cup, Christy Ring Cup, Laurie Marr Cup.
Yeah, you know, keeping up with the GAA is like watching Squid Game without the subtitles. Wow. I kind of know what's going on, but don't ask me to explain it.
Oh, yeah, look, I'm sickened that the Kerry Monaghan game isn't on the telly. Gonna have to stream it on there. Whatchamacallit.
Yeah, GAA go.
No, me mate Darren's dodgy box.
We don't actually condone piracy here at Off the Ball, but.
Yeah, don't worry, I'll hook you up later, man. I'll hook you up.
Cheers. Meanwhile, it's all go in the world of soccer. Stephen Kenny is back in the League of Ireland as manager of St. Pat's.
Yeah, it's like when your dad gets on a community employment scheme.
Yeah, but still, fair play to him, you know.
The big story, of course, though, is the Premier League. It's down to the wire with City and Arsenal both vying for the title. Oh. But all eyes will be on Anfield as Jurgen Klopp bids farewell to Liverpool.
Oh, respect.
Oh, I can't believe it's going to be the last time we're going to see him flash those turkey teeth.
Yeah, I'm actually getting emotional just thinking about it.
All right, man.
So let's all have a moment of silence for Jurgen Klopp, who taught us that Germans can be sound.
Yeah, so sad.
Yeah, that's for Klopp.
Gonna miss him.
Such a shame this isn't 10 years ago. I mean, management here would have paid him $500,000 to come over twice a year to do half-hour punditry and take photos with News Talk staff.
Yeah, instead we're stuck with Mark Lawrence.
Oh, he's still here.
You know, Micheál, the most important thing is that immigration is now the big issue, even though it's just more of the housing issue. It's like a buy one crisis, get one free offer. Both of them, of course, the fault of whoever was in cabinet these last few years.
You were in cabinet with us. No, come on.
Block! Everyone knows I wasn't in cabinet. I was of cabinet, sure. I mean, my job sounded really, really important, and I looked important, but I wasn't party to your mismanagement. What? I was on the phone under the table wondering who was leaking to the papers.
Ada, you pop. Look, collective responsibility in terms of...
The mishandling of immigration is a disaster, but somehow the ones getting the most flack is Sinn Féin.
It's like you've invented a whole new thing, the opposition mudguard. Usually it is the small party in the coalition that gets knackered at an election. This time, it's the big party outside of the coalition.
Not so much a mudguard as a rearguard.
Feckin' blackguards.
You know, I'm surprised how well we're getting along together, and you didn't even have to offer me a Werther's original and regale me with previous coalitions you were in that wrecked that country. Wrecked it!
And this is by far the best one. I mean, previous disastrous governments were down to having no money, austerity and so on. Now we've more money than tents and everything is more banjex than ever, like.
And you know, I think as Taoiseach I deserve credit for giving those disasters a whole new energy. Monster energy disaster.
Come here to me now. You're all the time saying as Taoiseach this, as Taoiseach that, constantly reminding people that they're Taoiseach.
Yes, what's wrong with that?
It sounds a little bit desperate now.
Well, no. Don't worry. It's only myself I'm trying to convince. Yeah? You see, when I walk down the street, no one actually shouts Taoiseach at me. Hello, Taoiseach. They shout other things.
Oh, like, there goes your man who looks like a hungover ghost.
Well, not exactly.
exactly what
look, look, they say that bollard that someone's tippicks the mouth and eyes onto is walking and talking.
Okay, so, something along those
lines. Hey, you, you look like a scream mask in a suit.
Right, that's
you
enough.
Look like a sickly Victorian child reflected in a puddle.
Okay, they don't say that. Nobody says that. How dare you? I'm important. I'm very important. I look important. I sound important.
And I cool the jets, you TikTok tool.
It's TikTok teach.
In terms of...
You know, I just can't quite believe the irony of being a college dropout and then end up graduating directly to the top with my main credentials being just 4 years as Minister for Culture ITs that provide degrees in silage making.
And it has been a mad few months, even by our standards. Like, sure, in February, Sinn Féin were on top and a tent was just for Ra songs at the Electric Picnic.
That's true, yes, indeed.
Now Sinn Féin is only as popular as your shower of loser langers and Dublin too is a third world shanty town.
Yes, but of course I will be working day and night, night and day to ensure that Ireland's shanty towns are the best shanty towns in the world. If you think you've seen a shanty town, you ain't seen nothing yet. Wait till we start charging rent for the tents.
£2,000 a month for a semi-D tint. I can't believe we might be heading for another term in office, despite everything like...
For Rancor will be fuming that he knifed himself so early.
Mac Shanty too. Dubba 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 doo.
Happy summer, Deputy Tish.
It's Cortish, you scamp, yeah.
Live, laugh, love, and put up fences. Bluff!
Ah, mushy, 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 like.